There's a minhag Yisrael not to get married during the 3 weeks. Because the 3 weeks is Ben HaMetzarim, it's in between the tragedies, it isn't a happy occasion. That's the standard minhag, and most people plan their weddings before and after. However, where does the minhag of not listening to music during the 3 weeks come from? So, as well by Sfiras Omer, we also have the minhag of not to get married as well. And that they have the issue with Rabbi Akiva's 24,000 students, the Gemara talks about, even though it says specifically, therefore we do the morning. So where does music during the 3 weeks fit in? How do we get from weddings to music? So just to go back a step, the Gemara in Gittin tells us something, a big chiddush. It's a big chiddush since we don't really follow this Gemara. We have to understand why. But the Gemara seems to assume, as a milsa de pshita, after Churban Habayis, so then, after Churban Habayis, music became usher. And what is the source? The Gemara is through a pasuk in Hosea, a pasuk in Yeshaya. And what do we need both? Because the Gemara concludes to tell me on one hand, not only is instrumental music is usher, Zimri Demana, but vocal singing is also usher. So from this simple reading of the Gemara in Gittin seems to be a closed book. There's nothing to talk about. Kind of like the Gemara in Psachim regarding Seraph Laminion. It seems to be a closed book that you can't be mitzarev to the minyan. At best, you could answer. If there is a minyan, then you could answer. But you can't count as part of the minyan. So the question is, and then it's only based on a Rashba by Zeman that it gets the topic discussed. Even though that's a simple reading and that's Rav Schechter's view, many other rely on the Rashba to mitzarev people who could see and hear each other. So here also it seems to be black and white. There's nothing to talk about. There's no vocal music. There's no instrumental. However, Rashi and Tosha already come to limit the prohibition. Rashi writes, you know what the Gemara is talking about? The Gemara is talking about, like, in the Beis HaMishnah, in a bar. When is music usher? When you're drinking. But Stam, it's not a problem. It's only, and in fact, that was one of the issues with the Hashkachas, which is a general question with Hashkacha. Does entertainment play a role, whether you give Hashkacha or not, or you're just interested in the Kashrus? Nevertheless, that was an issue. They were playing music and serving wine. So I think when they reached a compromise, one restaurant, that they only have it Saturday night, because Sudas Malava Malka, Zabamaka Mitzvah, or on Santai Besimcha. But nevertheless, that's Rashi Shita. Only when you're in a Beis HaMishnah, when you're drinking and music, they don't go together. But stop to drink, stop to listen to music, that's okay. And Tosfos gets a different kula about something, like he says something which is ragel, like he says this is a chumrah, that the king that wakes up all the time to music, that's the kind of thing that does her, but something that happens once in a while and not as big a deal. Moshe Rav Willig has the opposite, meaning Bizman HaZeh, that music, there was still a special, wealthy, and special experience with you. Perhaps today that everyone, people walk around with earphones or earbuds or whatever they might, and listen to music all day, so could be different. So nevertheless, so Rashi limits it to the bars, and Tosfos limits it only to someone who does it all the time. And like, specifically the king's waking up to it, this live music. The Rambam, another thing, quotes our Gemara, but he also makes it, the Gemara doesn't seem to make the distinction, but the Rambam makes it. The Rambam seems to make a difference between, he's still the most machmir, the Rambam, out of Rashi and Tosis, but the Rambam says, when the Gemara says, music is usur, that's instrumental music. By definition, that's it. It's usur all the time. You cannot korban habayis. However, the Tosis Rambam writes, but a shira al peh, if you're doing vocal music, so that's only usur with wine. Without wine, vocal music would be mutter. And that's the way the Mechaber seems to pass in, like the Rambam. He makes that distinction. And the Ramah is more lenient. He goes with Rashi and Tosfos. Actually, Rav Moshe is usually Mako. He goes with that opinion regarding music. So nevertheless, so therefore, how do we jump from weddings being prohibited under 3 weeks to music? So it really comes from a Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham by Sphere, when also when it talks about the Shulchan Aruch says you can't get married. So what does the Magen Avraham say? He says, and you know what? You can't do Rechilim Macholos. You can't do different types of dancing. What's the difference between the two types of dancing? So Rav Shlomo Zalman says one is like a dancing of one or two people, and Macholos, and one is dancing in a circle, more people. So the Magen Avraham says, not only weddings are prohibited, but dancing is prohibited. Again, so we have no source of music yet. Comes along the Aruch HaShulchan and says, Kal v'chomer. So this is a debatable point. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, if dancing is prohibited, then how much more so playing music? Kal v'chomer. So is that so simple? Maybe dancing is more of a thing, music is less. In fact, that's how many point out, that even if you want to assume that music is usur, if you want to accept the Aruch HaShulchan, but the question is what kind of music? Is it live music versus recorded music? And even if it's recorded music, I'd say what kind of music? So the Rav Shlomo Zalman, other poskim, many seem to say Me'ikar HaDin, if the whole reason why the Aruch HaShulchan learned it from the Magen Avraham, the whole reason, if dancing is also Sokal B'chomer music, so perhaps then they say only music that's going to lead to dancing. But slow music, other type of music, so then strictly speaking, that would not be prohibited. Certainly if you're driving a car to keep yourself awake, that's okay. Some also say if you're just working out and your music is the background, it's not for the sake of dancing. And Rabbi Mordechai Willick seems to say today music doesn't have the same as it had before, where it was a whole big event. People listen to it all the time. So strictly speaking, it wouldn't be prohibited. That type of music. And the Rav always used to say it's listening, and if the prohibition is during Yud Beis Chodesh, it's Simcha Mereyes, it's public gathering, but to listen to music by yourself, he didn't think was a problem either. Then you get into what is recorded music. Like, do we go by what do we view recorded music as basically as instrumental music? And perhaps that would be more machmir. Or do we say no, that we go by the original form? And also, some Mepharshim point out that also perhaps maybe since music itself is a Chiddush, so we're not going to usher more than was available. So then they had live music. But the type of music's from radio and today other things, so maybe that wouldn't be included in the prohibition. So therefore, generally speaking, the minhag is not to listen to joyous music, that might lead to dancing. But other type music, if you're listening in different scenarios of the gym, or various auras, maybe, slow music, so then Yesh al mi lismoch, you're listening it by yourself, not in public even. And as well, since we're still in COVID-19, many people are locked in their homes. So obviously, certainly if you're clinically depressed, there's nothing to talk about. But even if you need it just to get you back to normal. Now, you're not doing it for the joyous, you're doing it more, a person down, they need it for just everyday use. So then as well, even all year round, there's plenty of room, plenty of a heterum, but especially during COVID-19, if you don't usually take on the heterum, perhaps, you know, the people suffering or under a lot of stress, so for them as well, they'd be permitted to listen to music.